Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. 6:05 PM. Thank you, everybody, for coming. And we'll start out with, we have to approve the minutes of two meetings. First one is on March 4th, the special meeting we had. We couldn't approve it last month because we didn't, I think two people who were at the meeting weren't at the March 4th meeting, so they couldn't sign it. So, anybody have a motion to approve the...
I'll make the motion.
March 4th minutes?
Sure, I'll second you.
Okay, everybody, we got them all emailed to us.
Yep.
Yeah, I read it.
So, okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, 4-0. Now, the March 17th minutes?
I'll move we accept them.
Okay. Ken Rock moves them.
I'll second.
Lynn Legislative Archer seconds them. Same thing, any discussion? Well, we're going to lose a quorum if you walk out of the room. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Legislative Donaldson, are you okay with the March 17th minutes? Okay, we're going to do Resolution 81 is the...
Can we do that last?
Why?
Well, among other reasons, Nina, I think, is planning on coming and talking about it.
Okay, do you have a problem?
But Nina had a meeting at 5:30.
No, that's fine. I'd rather get our questions answered.
Nina's going to try and be here. She has something coming.
Yeah.
She sent me a lot.
I wanted to give a chance for her to get here.
Yes.
Is that all right with everybody?
Well, you fall, does it mind?
I don't mind.
Okay.
And if not, I have an email that she sent to me.
Are you still against it?
Well, there was still a number of outstanding questions that had not been answered. Yeah.
Okay, so then we'll wait.
And it came up at the caucus.
One very question was that we don't even have the authority to do it in the first place, because according to the charter, says the county CO is at the sole discretion of the county.
No, it doesn't. That's not what it says. That's not what it says. It says the seal of Ulster County shall be the seal of the county executive, which is distinctly different than what you just said. The seal of the county shall be the seal of the county executive means the county executive can't go on an easel and make up his own seal. It doesn't mean it belongs to him. It doesn't mean that he controls it.
No, I think it does mean.
I'll be right back. We can talk about this now.
Well, let's keep this in order.
Did Cappy opine on that one? Because I know that was it, and then he had an issue with the addresses as well, because it says no addresses can be used.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, that's the other problem.
And he's saying it's too broad of a statement.
Paul, let me ask you something.
And I mentioned at the Ways and Means and also at the caucus that the other 35 counties, there hasn't been one challenge to it, so Cappy might see something that he doesn't like, but there hasn't been one challenge to the way the resolution has gone through so far in any of the 35 counties.
And this resolution was based on those previous resolutions?
Yeah, but the only thing, all that doesn't mean that they're right, if you know what I mean. I've seen stuff that come out of other counties that were, you know, because a lot of times you pass these things and nobody does anything about it anyway, really. It's just symbols. But if you put down, you can't put the address. My question is, you know, when they do that 5-year, they say you got to renew your license, but we're not going to tell you where to go.
It's on the sheriff's office website that everybody knows. Anything to do with that, you got to deal with the state. So it won't be an issue with people trying to find out, geez, where do I go? Hopefully it gets repealed.
Well, where do they go?
They're going to have to go to the state website to take care of anything that, any of the change that has to do with the SAFE Act.
And the other question, I don't know if you remember this, but the third whereas, where it says it has come to the attention, Ulster County legislators' attention that New York State agency responsible for the enforcement of the SAFE Act have expressed their intention to use the seals and identification marks. Did we get a notification of that at the legislative level?
I can't speak for Nina, though.
Okay.
You know, Nina sent some emails today. I don't know if Jay, if she sent them to you also.
I can answer this.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to get it right, because I don't want to misquote anybody. I got an email from Nina about this today. She talked to the president of the County Clerks Association.
Yeah.
And it says that the pilot workflow recertification project, apparently what they got from the state's template on their website, they used Albany County as an example, and they had the Albany County seal on the information that they sent out. So that is where that's coming from when the County Clerks Association and Sheriff's Association say that they plan to use it, because the work product that they showed from the Clerks Association
as a sample
mm-hmm. has the Albany County.
But that was the only notification. There's never been anything expressly stated that they're going to use.
Not until. I mean, so far the implementation is so far behind that they've actually put it on hold.
Mm.
But you know, this stuff isn't going to happen until 2017.
Well,
the first set of research, because it was going to be 5 years after the
state. 5 years, but a lot of the other stuff has already happened.
Right.
So, you know, I think for Nina, I can speak for it's important that our seals, you know, aren't associated with it.
What I've been saying to everybody on this, as I look for a copy of the administrative code, this is a issue where the state has decided to do something that's unpopular around the state. You have a copy? You're the best. Where the state is doing something that's unpopular. It wants to pass it off on the counties by using our letterhead to enforce it rather than using state letterhead. Since we're not the ones doing the research, this is the state doing the recertifications, but they want to use our letterhead to do it. It's also been passed by 40...
Last I saw it was 35 counties.
35? I thought I saw more earlier today.
It could be.
Would you like to say something?
Well, I just think it's important that we support the sheriff and the clerk, and the other counties. And this is something that we have taken a stand on already as being against the SAFE Act, so as a legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And if I
voted against that.
Yeah.
Well, collectively not.
If I can, sure. You know, it's passed the Public Safety Committee, Ray. They have support for it. To pass this committee and then put it to the Florida legislature, and wherever it goes, no hard feelings. You know, then we'll know how everybody feels about it.
I have no problem.
If it passed the...
They took it up before this committee, not realizing that it had to go to the lawyers.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The Public Safety Committee actually took this up before the laws and rules, not realizing
last month.
Yeah, that it had.
Oh, we knew it had to go to laws and rules, but and I had just suggested it as, you know, just a discussion topic because it was coming to laws and rules, and the people on the committee overwhelmingly said no. We want to vote to support it. So,
can I ask a question? Does the New York State use Ulster County seal for any other programs that you know of?
Well, that was the other thing we had asked and had not gotten an answer on.
I'm feeling they probably use it in with social
DSS,
services.
Yeah.
I would assume DSS uses it.
Most of the DSS stuff is stuff that we do, that we just pay the bills for.
Here.
But it's a state program. But all of our stuff, all the administration's done down at DSS.
So the administration for recertification isn't going to be done in the county?
It's going to be done at the state police.
At the state level.
The New York State Police, yeah. That's correct, right, Paul?
That I think is a critical point.
Right.
Anything to do with the SAFE Act is going to be done on the state level. We're not having one thing to do with it at all on the county level.
Maybe you'd know this. Is there anything else that the state administers that we yet do or do not put our seal on? So I guess what I'm getting at, just from an overall perspective, is this the only thing that the state administers that we are asking not to put the seal on, or are there other things out there that the state administers and our seal is on?
To my knowledge... Mm-hmm. Sheriff's office wise, our seal isn't on anything to do with state government.
State administered programs.
By the state. Obviously, it's on a lot of the state sheriff's association things,
mm-hmm.
but not New York state government. It's mm-hmm. not.
Can I have another question?
Do you know anything on that, Ken?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything that is administered at the state level that the Ulster County seal is used?
Not that I know of, offhand.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, I don't.
But I'm not. I can't be sure about
yeah.
it.
Well, you know what? I have no. You know.
Can I just ask a quick comment?
Go to the,
quick
to the floor
question.
And move on.
Is does any? Do you know, Paul? I mean, I don't know. I don't know Is the state planning on using Ulster County seal, or is this just a head, you know, just to say to them, don't even think about it? I mean, is there plans to say?
Well, it's both of those. It's for sure to tell them, listen, don't even think about it, that hopefully the majority does not support the SAFE Act, as do the other counties. But I had a call from when they were putting the whole SAFE Act website together there, and the question was, do you have any issues with that? And I said, no, I don't want. You know, we'll refer everybody to you, but I don't want any association with the Ulster County Sheriff's Office on that website.
But why would they put all 60 some odd counties' websites?
The State Sheriff's Association, anyway, is they're of the opinion that they're thinking that it'll smooth things out a little bit if the, you know, the people that have the what they now call assault weapons, or people that have to renew their permits, or people that have to sign up for ammunition, think that all the counties are on board. That's why it's important for us, for me anyway, I'm sure for Nina, to say that we're not on board with that.
And I'll read a statement from the president of the County Clerks Association that she gave to Nina. Is the county clerks, as well as many counties and the New York State Sheriff's Association, as well as our own association, have unequivocally indicated that the state may not use the county seal on any document or letterhead regarding the SAFE Act. As you know, resolutions stating this position abound. We've asked the state and the governor's office at various meetings to confirm that the state will honor the wishes of the counties. Unfortunately, they've not given us an answer. So they won't even tell us if we opt out that they'll listen to us.
What's precipitated it is the example that they submitted to all the clerks that showed the Albany County seal.
Yes. And a lot of the stuff, I know, Paul, you had said that they had asked to use your seal or something of that nature?
Right after it all got put through and they were start putting it together, I got a phone call from Albany, and amongst other things, they asked that.
So they do not come to you for recertification at all?
They do not.
They send the applications to the state.
That makes a big difference to me.
It does, to me, too.
I mean,
all right, I'm good with it.
Maybe it would be nicer.
Oh, good, then I won't even talk about the administrative code.
Maybe it would have been nicer.
Right back in my pocket.
It just wasn't targeted at SAFE Act. It was just a broad statement. We don't want the state using it for anything that the county doesn't administer or handle, you know.
I like that. Can we do
that?
Yeah,
actually, that's what we should do.
I want to do it specifically for this, but there's also a local law that I received from Orange County today that they passed in 1999 disallowing the use of the county seal, letterhead, flag, and it lists like 13 things without the expressed authorized consent.
Well, then can I make a suggestion? If this recertification is 5 years out from the SAFE Act, it's the sense of urgency around, why are we doing it twice? Why don't we do it once?
Well, we can do it.
We want to do it specifically for this.
Yes. Now, tomorrow, and really, if you were to pass this tomorrow at the legislative meeting, timing couldn't be better. It's tax day, you know, and everybody hates taxes, and they're trying to shove this down our throat, and tomorrow is the deadline for registering their new version of assault weapons.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
really?
To me,
So far, estimates have it at 90% non-compliance and 10% compliance. Hopefully those criminals are the ones that are registered.
And they're actually in the past year with the new laws that changed last year. There's only been one arrest that was associated to the SAFE Act, and that person would have got arrested anyway. They just associated it with the SAFE Act.
Well, I'm all right with will you bring that forward then? Maybe next month or the following month?
Yeah, I got to work on it because I got to see. There's certain things in there I don't like. Like they go really far. But
like
I'm gonna bring it next month, and we'll all talk about it.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Now Lynn wanted me to read the section of the administrative. It's not the charter. Legislator Archer. I apologize. It's the administrative code, not the charter. And it says, it's A311, the seal of the county executive.
Cliffy Clavin over here.
The seal of the county of Ulster shall be the seal of the county executive. Such seal shall be used for all authorized and required purposes. This would not be a... Now, we would, by resolution, not allow this to be a required purpose.
That's the administrative code, but there's something also in the charter.
I don't know. This is what Cappy pointed out to me. I'll check the charter, too.
All right, let's move on. Is Dave, you going to make a motion?
For what?
This resolution?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. That's fine.
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Listen, tomorrow we'll debate it again, so...
Probably.
I'm not saying anything.
Thank you.
Just a vote yay or nay. 14th. No reason to debate.
No, we'll have to discuss it for 2 hours before we get. Thank you, Legislator. Okay, Resolution 118, confirming the appointment of Doreen Whitney as insurance officer.
I'll move it.
Doreen's great. She's worked in the
it's
office
just the administrative
for,
code.
For many years.
There's not
I'll second.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody? Anybody? All in favor?
Doreen, she worked in insurance. She she was Bonnie's deputy for a very long time.
Oh, okay.
25 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Carry 5-0. 4-0. Resolution 123, adopting the proposed local law number 1 of 2014, a local law applying the salary revisions of resolution number 69 of 2014 to all county officers serving fixed terms.
I'll move it.
Everybody knows what this was, right? The
yeah.
Legislator Archer and, you know, the six people that aren't
yes.
covered under the charter, I guess.
The
two.
Six.
Okay, we have a motion.
There's
a second.
No one my favorite Republican legislator is here.
Hello, Legislator Roberts.
Mr. Chairman, sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Okay, we're on the salary revisions, Legislator Roberts.
You just don't like me because I'm a pushover. I'm not a pushover.
And we have a motion and a second.
I'm in favor. Sure.
Legislator Roberts.
Where are we at?
Resolution
number
123.
123.
Yeah, I did second time.
Okay, so that carried. 5-0. Okay, Resolution 126, confirming appointment of a member to the Ulster County Board of Ethics, former Legislator Lamita.
I'll make the motion.
I'm sorry, Mr. Nelson. Any discussion?
I don't know. Is he very ethical? I don't know. What do you think?
Alan's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
He'll be fine.
We'll let him know that you questioned that.
All in favor?
I'll love Mike.
Anybody opposed?
He'll have a good laugh.
Okay, and Legislator Archer's resolution, 147, supporting the passage of New York State Senate Bill 6417, Assembly Bill 8740, an act to amend the election law in relation to the reimbursement to counties in the city of New York for the costs associated with administering primary elections. Now, are these...
Can I have a second? Is that
embarrassing?
Well, it was
all
embarrassing.
Legislator Archer's email.
Salary?
Clearly, he doesn't read his emails. No.
I read a lot of my emails.
And they didn't change the primary this year, did they?
No, they didn't.
And to me, it's not even a matter of that. What it boils down to is they couldn't decide.
Yeah,
it sat in committee. The Assembly passed the bill. The Senate didn't. And at the end of the day, we now have to pay for two primaries.
So
which it's on the backs of the
taxpayers.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Well, the Senate has repeatedly requested that the primary be held in, I think, July, August, which would comply with MOVE and would not cut into the state's work period. And the Assembly has refused to move it to the middle of the summer and has said that it has to be, it's June or bust for the you know, to comply
regardless,
with the MOVE. No, absolutely.
You know, we've got to pay for it because they couldn't come to an agreement.
No, but on the same token, we could ask the federal government because they're the one that changed it when, in my opinion, I think September is the right time to do it. I think August is...
Well, the problem is military voters.
It created a lot of issues for certification. There was a lot of confusion because of the state ballots. We had to go out separately from federal.
Right.
People weren't sure if they voted
I
or
know.
Not. So
to me,
it,
nobody's
it wasn't
thinking right now. I mean, we just signed petitions in March for a congressional race that is... They're going to take office in 10 months.
I know.
You know, we are all active folks, fairly active in it, and we...
Right.
And I wasn't even ready for it. 95% of the residents are not even thinking. That's the issue I have. When you're closer to the general election you get, the more people are getting, you know, we're thinking about spring and summer now and getting through the winter. And that just my thoughts. I think it's way too early now. And you need money to get up. It's all money
talks. I'm
with you. And I just think it's really
I'm just disappointed they couldn't come to some kind of an agreement which would have saved the taxpayers of New York money and ensure a timely distribution of ballots.
Right.
So that's really what it is.
No, I agree with that.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. It's just frustrating to me.
I just think
later is better.
Yeah.
You know, personally. So
yep.
Okay, so do we have a motion? et cetera. Sure.
Now, what is the
148? I'll second it.
Yeah. Well, 147. The problem is they're done out of session now, aren't they? Or can they still pass this?
No, they're not out of session until June.
I thought the budget...
The budget's done.
Budget's done, and now they're...
Funded. Can they still add it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the budget's done, I thought.
Well, they can add whatever they want.
Okay.
Well, they have to...
And what we're basically saying is it shouldn't be on our backs.
No, I agree. Yeah. Actually, you know what's funny, though? It's not on our backs. It's on the town's backs. Because we charge back to
the towns. Because we charge back to the towns, yes.
So, you know, it's
the taxpayer pays either.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
Exactly.
I agree. No, I agree. All right, so Legislator Archer made a motion. I'll second it. Okay, Legislator Ronk second it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
any other discussion?
No.
All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Carry 5-0. Okay.
And why are these resolutions?
No. What resolution? 48?
The contracts.
They're not resolutions, then, right?
They're resolutions. I'm saying the 148, 149, and 150.
Why are they lates?
We have got some lates, and we'll explain it.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I don't think the first one is late.
It was just the last two.
Yeah, they're all late, but the last two were more.
This one was here last week. We knew we were going to have it,
you're late.
149 and 150 are just here today, and I can speak to them
if you
want.
Let's do 48 first.
I'll move it.
They're not in here.
What is the purpose?
Are they? Oh, yeah, they are. Sorry.
You know, okay.
I can't read.
No, that's okay. This is a demolition. The first one, 148.
The purpose of it being late is because the contract wasn't ready and they have to get work started on it prior to our next meeting.
Okay.
And that's actually going to be with all three of them, but I'll explain the other two in more detail after this one.
Yeah.
I'm not as familiar with the Hurley Bridge as I am with the Sawyer Bridge.
It's all basically the same. The longer it is to get these bridges moving.
Right.
And they want to get going on.
Do
they have to move all three of them?
Oh, okay. Dave doesn't want me to talk about them, so we'll just move all three. That's perfect.
I'll move all three of them.
I can save breath for tomorrow night.
It's supposed to be done. You can do all three.
We can do them as well if you want.
They're all just okay.
It's all
bridge
passed for money.
They're all
money. It's our money, but it's money. Yeah. The quicker they have the opportunity to start them, the better off they are.
The quicker we vote on them.
The resolution. Resolution 149. The county executive's office, it's my understanding, thought the bids were going to come in between $1 and $2 million. And they came in at 884. So they were just concerned that the person that put that lower bid, truly understood the scope of the work. They didn't want to get done halfway and find out they didn't understand. So they went, I guess they reviewed it with them, and they found out, and the bid stood. So it's not like they went with another higher bidder.
And there's some serious issues with the Sawyer Bridge most recently.
Right.
There's one particular community where there's only two ways in. One is over a set of railroad tracks and one is over this bridge. And last week, a train stalled on the tracks and blocked the tracks. And the people were stranded in their homes. And one busload of kids to this community actually had to go back to the school because they had no way to get the kids home from school. So it's turning into a serious public safety problem having this bridge.
Is that the bridge by Glasgow Turnpike?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that's a mess. And actually, the bridge in High Falls will be a state job on it, because that's a state bridge.
Yes. Yeah, that one's going to be coming down.
And if anybody wants, I asked Jay not to make copies, but if you want to actually see the contract, I didn't think it was necessary to make 20 contracts.
No, I mean, it's clear. One's for construction, one's for engineering.
Right.
Now, I also understand that there was supposed to be a late dealing with the RRA.
Too late,
and I would have felt that it didn't need to be voted on right away, so I would have agreed that it may not need to be a late, but the clerk took the stand that it was not, didn't meet the criteria for it being a late, yes, and I disagree with that wholeheartedly. That is not something that a clerk can do.
What is the?
It's something that either now, If John said no, I'm not.
Maybe John did. I could be wrong. I didn't speak to John.
Here's my question. What is the resolution?
Appointments to the RRA board.
Appointments to the RRA board. The point was the sponsor wanted it in to come before us for being late, and it's not here. And I don't know if Vicki took it on herself, but if she did, she needs to be made very clear that she can't do that. Because my take on it, the only people that can do that is the chairman can do it, and this committee can do it.
I understood, Dave, if I could interrupt for a second, so, that the clerk can't put resolutions on or off. The chairman of this committee or the chairman of the legislature has to put it on. With absence of that, they stay off.
Can I make a quick comment? And I don't know this
fact.
Well,
you didn't put these other ones on.
But I do think it might be my father. And the only reason is because when I was talking to him the other day, he mentioned something where he talked to Tracy, and it did not go through the environmental committee, and I believe Tracy wanted to go through the environmental committee. She wanted to go through the property.
That might have been. I could be entirely wrong,
I don't want to say that's fact, but he did say something where he spoke to Tracy.
All I thought was Vicki Nirenberg might have said, hey, Joanna doesn't meet the criteria, and he could say, okay, no, never mind.
She must want to. I don't know. And I'm not speaking for Tracy because I don't know.
Having said that.
But. I'm not speaking for Tracy.
Yeah, and
just
for the committee, if I could just review the process of a late filed resolution, because we're new to there being criterion for lateness. So I'm just going to review the rules, what they say, just so we're all on the same page.
But they are, but still, we have to make that decision.
And it can't go on the. It can't physically. We can't make that decision. It's actually the chair of laws and rules or the chair of the legislature is one of the criteria. There is no way to get it on the agenda if it's not meeting two of the criterion. So
we make the decision if it met the criteria.
So it's got to meet both?
It's got to meet two of five. And I'll read them to you just so everybody understands.
The decision if it met
a late file resolution shall be referred to and may be placed on the agenda of the Laws and Rules and Government Services Committee at the option of the chairperson of the Laws and Rules Government Services Committee if any of two of the following circumstances exist. Number one, the resolution was introduced upon the request of the county executive, comptroller, sheriff, district attorney, or county clerk, which shall be specifically identified as being introduced at their request. The resolution, if meeting this criteria, shall contain an explanation acceptable to the chair of the legislature or the chair of laws and rules by the aforementioned person. I'm not going to read them all again. Explaining why the resolution was sent for introduction to the clerk of the legislature on its date it was sent and why it's necessary the resolution be acted on at the next meeting of the county legislature. The second criterion, the resolution is of financial consequence or potential financial consequence for the county, the timeliness of which requires or favors action by the full legislature at its next meeting, as determined by the chairperson of laws and rules, as deemed by the chair of the legislature or the chair of ways and means. The resolution relates to a matter of public safety, and a failure to act would negatively impact the people of Ulster County as certified by the sheriff, legislative chairperson, and the chairperson of the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee or district attorney. That another governmental entity, town, village, city, school district, state, or federal government, or division or agency thereof, requires or requests such resolution be acted on in order for that entity or division or agency to act. And then the fifth one is that the chair of the legislature deems it appropriate to act on the resolution at such meeting, and the matter should not be held until the next meeting of the county legislature.
So you could argue some of those things could fit.
Which, number five is the only one I've got. Which one do you have?
Well, you could argue the one about the agencies requesting. Because
the agency is not requesting reappointment.
The RRA has been requesting that their committee failed.
I have had angry calls from the chair of the...
The committee's filled until the placements.
And I've had angry calls about the two appointments from the chair of the RRA board. So that's blatantly untrue. Maybe Charlie Landy wants to get reappointed now, but
Charlie's a moot point.
He's
going to
be reappointed.
Whether he gets reappointed or not, he's on the board.
I'm trying to put out that there's really there. You know, I mean, you could try to throw up a couple more criteria, but I'll just knock them right down.
We could always talk. Argue around criteria. Let's face reality.
But the reason for putting criteria in there is to not willy-nilly do this.
As long as it wasn't Vicki that made that decision. That's all. And I love Vicki, believe me.
Vicki talked to John about it.
Okay.
And said in her assessment, it only met one, went over the other criteria for him. John agreed with Vicky's assessment.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, and I don't, like I said,
as I said,
I think Dad spoke to truth.
Fair enough.
And I think it's going to be fine till
that is committee. Also true.
He did speak to her, right?
Well, I do.
To Tracy?
Yes.
He said he spoke to her. Didn't sound
like
there was a problem.
Well, they had been talking. Right.
And since we're talking about it, I might as well throw out there that I have an opinion from our council that I'll be circulating over the next day or so to the whole legislature that it's our opinion that from the way the RRA was formed, that there's one majority and one minority choice up and not two majority choices. So, I mean, it's just, it's going to be what it's going to be. I mean, you guys are the majority. If you guys want to push them both through, nothing we can do about it. Our 10 votes
I disagree with you, and so does our attorney.
I'm not sure. He hasn't issued an opinion yet.
Yeah, he has.
But
I talked to Leon Smith.
It really does
night,
move towards
he, his opinion. His opinion and the attorney at the RA is that it's clearly a minority opinion since the start of.
But that would mean you could actually have a situation where you would have no minority appointments on it, and eventually, in other words, can be all minority appointments. Right now they have all their people on there.
No.
They have four Republicans, one Democrat.
Right. And there's always a minority majority that come up together.
And now we have the one Democrat is going to be reappointed. Now you're trying to tell me that we're in the majority and we should still have a minority appointments on there?
That's the way it goes.
No, it doesn't go that way.
That's the way it's set up.
It's set up so
there's no drastic change.
Listen, can we do one thing? Let's vote on these resolutions first, then we can do new business.
You're stealing an agency.
Legislator Donaldson, we didn't vote on the resolutions. Let's get these three contracts. We have a motion and a second on the floor.
Oh, I thought we did.
Any other?
I second.
Yeah.
I thought we did already.
No, we didn't actually vote.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Any more discussion on the three resolutions?
Aye.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried 5-0. Sorry about interrupting.
Okay, okay, can I?
No.
Oh, no. We got more?
Okay. New business.
Resource recovery?
Okay. That's fair. that's fair, but we're going to...
Yeah, but Kevin, think about this. We're in the majority.
This ain't the first time the government's changed in the last 6 years.
I know that. And then what happened was, when they come up, if you're in the majority, if we have a minority,
you don't get
to
stack the deck just because you take over.
It's
a long-term
the
process.
Deck, Kevin.
You are.
Listen, well, you're not the deck stack. You got 4 years, people, and we got one.
We had the government for 4 years.
And then what will happen is,
Well, so now we have the government.
For what, 2 months?
No, I don't. It doesn't matter. Because what's going to end up happening?
No, but don't make that argument.
They will have three, and we'll have two.
But it's my understanding that there's always one seat that was the minority,
right,
and four are the majority. It's not at any time. It's got to be 4-1, 3-2. There's one seat since the beginning that this seat, you know, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, and E. E is always minority. So when E comes up,
Rich,
that is always the minority.
What would happen right now? If they won and they are in the majority, Jolly Randy comes up and he's a minority appointment.
Right, he's a minority. We'd be in a minority.
All right, so Jolly Randy.
Look, can I just tell you something?
You
just made the case for splitting the appointments. You know what? You did. Because think about it.
You have to split them.
That's right. That's what he said. They have to be split. Because,
I meant you had to vote on him separately.
No, you just made the case. Because if the Republicans were in charge today, they were both majority apartments, it would be 5-0 Republicans.
They wouldn't be majority apartments.
But you see, that's what the thing is.
Because
you can't switch them.
Minority.
The appointments stay the same forever.
No, because then you're what
right.
you're doing.
You don't
is,
switch them up.
You know something?
You
do you understand what I'm saying? Let's say.
It's always been that way.
There's four
common
and one.
I get it.
Common sense will tell you.
So if the Republicans are in control,
I don't agree. I mean, I agree
not
that it is
correct.
Not a majority appointment.
Let's be clear. We're in government. Common sense doesn't matter.
Listen.
Having said that, I just started down. You should go more towards the 4-1. You need to start moving towards the 4-1.
On that.
So as a result, next year we would get another appointment.
No.
Once we get on 4.
You get two.
Then once we get our 4, then it goes back to you again.
First
but
of all,
if you
can
take
I just,
over, in 2 years.
Can I make a comment?
We'll start moving back towards
first
the
of all, they're chairperson's appointments. They're not majority or minority appointments. They're chair. They're chairmen or women's appointments.
And the
so they're no longer majority or minority appointments. They're chairperson appointments.
They're from the minority.
Not, well, but the charter says they're chair of the legislature appointments. So
public
no
authorities
longer,
law, actually, but yeah. Same thing.
But I, you see, my opinion, you just made the case.
Yeah, if, I don't think I did.
Listen,
the case.
If
the case, the
you see, the appointments are not.
We agree to disagree.
Well, no, but this is serious because the appointments, the seat is the minority seat and the seats are the majority seat. So if you're saying there are two majorities this year, if the Republican Party was still in the majority party, you're saying that Charlie Landy would go.
Charlie Landy would still be a minority.
But you see, his seat is. His seat is the minority seat. That's what I'm saying.
No.
The seats don't switch.
There is, right now.
They don't switch.
What would end up happening is because there is already 4-1 going in, one of them would have to be a minority. Instead, we're going in, it's 4-1 Republican appointees. Therefore, we need to start moving towards the 4-1. Our favorite, but I mean, I don't really.
I disagree with you
technically on the whole end of it because I don't want it to be political anyway. You know, my take, I will say, I think it was done wrong the way they did the interviews. Point blank, they should have been invited in on the interviews because we've always done that type of thing. We tried to confirm back and forth on RRA appointments. So just keeping it in
and I spoke at the Tracy about it. Tracy has always pushed. She doesn't care about Democrats, Republicans. She wants everybody in a room who's interested in being on it. So it's kind of she kind of got a little political with it because she wants a Democratic appointment. She
so I mean, I can understand
if there's 20 people and two are Democrats and 18 are Republicans, she only wants to interview two.
I appreciate that.
All right, let's
I agree with that argument. That you
I may change my mind now based on honestly what you said.
But I think it's a 4-1. You got to move.
It's not
4-1.
The seats. Well, you and I disagree on. You agree on. You believe in numbers. I agree on seats. I think seat B is always a minority or always a majority. Seat A is always a majority.
Every single time.
Well, why can't we get a legal opinion? That should be.
I have a legal opinion.
So what ends up happening is we have two different legal opinions. What
that's
happens
the
is then you could actually have the
Cappy hasn't made one yet. So
all of them could be for the minority.
Never. Never, because if only one came up in a if the by having a minority and a majority at the same time, can never ever have one have it 5-0. The way you're doing it now, it could be 5-0.
No, right now you just got finished. Now next month it's supposed to be next year. It should be two majority.
No, it should only be one.
Next
because
year is two
because
next
you'll
year
always have the
next
person the year before them or the year
people.
After them will always be in office.
Next year is two majority people.
So our appointment right
no.
now?
Yeah.
Next year is one opening. Well, 2 years is two
appointments.
Okay. Next year is one opening.
Those three appointments.
I just have to look at the
numbers.
All right, what happens when the one comes up and it's a minority appointment?
It's not.
Which one's
the
minority?
One is never a minority appointment. That's what Rich is saying. When it's one, it's always a majority
you
appointment.
Still gotta move
when it's
towards
when it's two, one.
Yeah, the next
you'll
2 years you'll get three appointments.
Whoever the
that's
victors
not true.
Are.
No, I disagree.
The whole idea
well, why don't we go back
yeah,
and
but
look?
Who's to say? So next year. So what if in the second
says.
Year? What if in the second year it shifts again?
Can I tell you? Can I tell you what?
So it should be.
Allow me to tell you
please,
what makes it.
That seat should stay majority as a majority
there's,
seat. Whether
there's
it's
a phrase that's written into the public authorities law that governs the appointments. Public authorities law, it's section 2050, subsection C, paragraph 1. The language of subparagraph 1 states that vacancies shall be filled in the manner provided for original appointment, which means that each vacancy, when it was majority-minority, and then majority-majority, and then majority, or majority-majority, majority-minority, majority.
When I spoke
at that
to
point,
Leon...
You follow the appointments.
He was clear that everybody in the RRA believes that.
And you can follow
minorities.
And you can follow
everybody, not just the lawyer, but the whole the administration.
There's a flow chart. I'll have Krista send it to you. She made it up last year or something like that.
Can we find out when these folks were appointed, whether it was a majority
yes,
of Democrats
sure.
or majority of Republicans?
Very simple.
For the most part.
Well, that's easy. You could always know what it was Republicans up until.
I can tell you that in the mid '90s, Vern Benjamin was the appointment of the was the appointment in this seat, which, in the mid '90s when the Republicans had 20-5 majority, suffice it to say, Vern was the minority appointment. I mean, you can make a pretty good argument for that. And the same person who was in this seat was our minority appointment when the Democrats had control of the legislature. And then when we took over control, but it's...
Oh, no, that's...
It was Wadnola.
Right, it was Wadnola. And then this guy, when Wadnola got elected to the legislature...
He appointed Al.
When Wadnola got appointed to the legislature, they moved Dom Dabrowski, who was then a majority appointment, into the minority spot when they reappointed. And Dom Dabrowski was a minority appointment.
He was our appointment.
Yes.
And I
will tell you that Chris Ragucci's opinion, I believe, is based heavily on the fact that when Dabrowski was reappointed as the minority person, it was mislabeled a majority appointment. And you know Dom was your guys' appointment then.
Yeah.
So it was a mislabeling, I think, that led to Chris Ragucci's opinion that they're to a majority this year.
So they have gone back and tried to lay out.
Yes, they have. I'll get you that information from Krista. And that's one of the reasons why I was fighting so hard the other night to not have this done as a late, because I think there are too many unanswered questions for us to rush through it.
This is simple. To me, the opinion shouldn't be whose it is. It should be, is one seat always...
Yes.
The majority and minority?
Well,
majority and minority?
Let me just say what I'd been wanting to say since, you know, Dave was going at it hot and heavy over here. I had to wait my turn. But if the framers of the public authority had wanted us to be able to turn over the board when there was a turnover in the legislature, then they wouldn't have staggered the terms as they did. They wouldn't have made it so all the people aren't even appointed in an entire... Hold on. So all the people aren't appointed in a specific term. But they staggered them very specifically so you couldn't come in and... So a new party couldn't come in and clean house and take away all of the knowledge and experience that's there. So, and also, it's not when they're majority and minority appointments, they're not Republican and Democrat appointments. So when the Democrats go from the minority to the majority, and the Republicans from the majority to the minority, that the that means that all the appointments now on the RRA board are minority appointments. That's not the way it works. So Leon Smith and Al Tietzel and everybody else, they're not all minority appointments.
Why is it that I have a sneaking suspicion if it was on the other side around, he wouldn't be arguing this way. Why do I think that?
I don't know why you think that.
Dave,
we served together,
Dave,
when I was in the majority.
Dave, if it was the other way around, they already have three Republicans. They would not be able to go 5-0. So one of those two appointments would clearly be a Republican appointment.
Charlie was
my father's appointment.
But the point is that I'm still saying you've got to move towards the 4-1.
And you will.
Next year.
Listen, I understand what you're saying. Why don't we find out what the rules are? I'd like to know. I don't care what we do, to be honest with you, but we should find out what the rules are. So the rules stay firm for the future.
We have conflicting opinions.
Well, I haven't seen any opinions, to be honest with you.
I'm going to send this to Vicky tomorrow. I received it from my attorney today. I'm going to send it to my caucus first as a courtesy, and then I'm going to send it to the whole legislature. And then everybody will have a copy of this. I will ask Vicky to circulate Chris's opinion if she has the authority to. I have to find out who
Chris,
asked it for.
Chris wrote an opinion as well?
A while ago. That's what Tracy keeps pointing to, but I never got a copy of it. So.
I never got a copy of it.
It was written back in December. Actually, it was written before.
That's
Robert. I think it was in December he wrote.
But, I mean, it's just...
But you see, if the Republicans are in control today, had the majority party, it would be 1-1.
It would be a minority
appointment. Nobody would even debate that. Nobody would discuss it. So why wouldn't the Democrats... What?
That's the best way I've heard.
if the charter or the public authorities law says that the term is fixed to a certain minority-majority, then it's clear. If it doesn't say that, then yes, we can go and say your last appointment, if you got one guy in 2 years, then too bad, that's going to be your minority appointment. You can do that. But if it says A is always majority, B is always majority, C is always majority, D is always majority, E is always minority, then we have no choice, because they would not be allowed to appoint
two majority members.
But is that how it's defined?
Well, that's what we need to find out.
So.
No, well, if he just read it.
It's not defined that way.
It's not defined that way.
You're saying it is.
If it was.
It's not. It's not like seat one majority.
Exactly.
But it's not like that. But it's.
Well, then it's not.
The public authorities law says that the original appointment is what governs what the appointment is going to be. So the appointments from 1987, this seat was the one that was the minority seat. And you can see that from clearly who's on there.
We
didn't
know
the politics of the time.
Leon has been a minority appointment. We appointed him when we had one to pick. So
yep.
7 years ago, he was our...
That's how tradition has it, Dave. You can check back.
My father was a minority.
This was his father's
position.
And I really just want to have this on the record that John agrees with us.
I think it depends how you read the law. If it's the way you're saying, the seat.
Your father agrees with us. He's going to put on the record that he agrees with us. The chairman of the legislature agrees with us, but is being, I feel, unfairly strong.
So now we have two on
doing what he doesn't want to do.
Listen, there you get your two.
I think the charter's clear. If the chair picks it, then it no matter who the chair is, then it doesn't matter what party people.
The chair gave in.
It doesn't matter what chair.
Not necessarily.
The chairman gave in to pressure. That's why he's appointed.
And that's fine. The chair can, you know. Yeah. Whoever he or she is can do that, but if it's a chair appointment, it becomes a moot point. You can put whoever you want.
You got to be here more than one term to get full control.
You would be able to even more.
You see, and that's the problem. The idea of the RA is not for control.
It's supposed
to kind of be a, even though it has been. When I first got on, it was an extremely political, and that's why we're in a mess. But in the last 6 or 7 years, it has been pretty good.
No, it hasn't really been that political. I mean, we've had trouble
until now.
But it hasn't been that political for probably longer than 8 years or so. I mean, when Charlie Shaw was there, it was very political.
Yeah, no.
Because he was, you know, that's the game he played. You know, he would shut you down if you asked a question. If you were in the minority, he treated you as if you didn't have you didn't get to have the right for a question.
I don't think he treated the majority too well either.
But he knew where his butter was
butter was bread.
Bread
was
buttered.
Butter was breaded. Oh,
same thing. I don't know if you got it in your mouth or not.
I don't know.
He was
contagious.
Extremely political.
Yeah, it is what it is.
All right, any other new business? As we leave, but disagree.
Any other new business?
Oops. I don't know, but we do have, we've got to figure out when we're going to get some charter talk going on.
Well, and that's why I just mentioned I had emailed everybody. I apologize. I realized after I read the minutes that I was supposed to have emailed it a while ago. So you now all have the minutes from 2012 and 2013. And I've been going through it, and there's a lot of stuff there. So I think there's a lot of stuff that was left on the table. It shows the discussion trend. So, I mean, I think it'll help us to figure out the next steps we want to take.
Yeah, because I also would like to look at some of the boards and stuff that we have and the way they're appointed. In other words, we changed the ethics one that they serve for the term, not at the pleasure, and I think we need to do that with some other boards also. Not all of them, some boards they should be at the pleasure, but some should bite by term.
We had talked about ensuring that when we get recommendations for people for the various boards that we also get with the resolution, a copy of the resume.
Yeah.
We need to formalize that because what I'm hearing we'll send it, but then we never see it.
You know what happens? I'll tell you with that. I've been on this for 20 years. What they do is we start pushing it, they start sending them to you, and then all of a sudden it starts getting lax, and they don't send them to you. Yeah. So you got to push your...
Say we're not approving anything that doesn't come...
The resume is
so
for...
I made it clear...
Have an understanding of who the people are.
Typically, the resume is for advisory boards. The county executive has an advisory board, an application, and they put various information on there, and they send that over with the resolution. Now, to save paper, I think the clerks haven't been putting them in the packet. But if you want them to start being in the packet, then they can start doing that internally.
Well, either that or at least email them to us, so we have an idea.
But normally it's not a whole resume unless it's like a serious appointment.
We have gotten whole resumes.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like for like the community services board.
Listen, we appointed people to positions tonight
that we don't even know what they ever did. They could have been...
They could be 18.
I'm just saying, they could be 18
years
old.
I mean, it's not that you don't trust. It just,
no, I understand.
I think it really is more if we're talking about these people, it would be nice to know what their background
Dave's
is.
Dave's right, though. It's usually, you know, we make a stink, and then they start coming over, and then you'll have to hold... Once you hold one up...
Do we need to formalize this at all?
How come purchasing...
And I'll defend the
purchasing goes before Ways and Means now, I think.
Because it was done by the people that were chairman before.
I mean, this is not trying to second guess anybody.
Right. Oh, God,
it's really
no.
more about an understanding of...
You're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right.
If we appoint somebody that turns out that they're a level 3 sex offender, then we look... I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We're not doing our job.
I don't think that'd be on your resume, though.
Not unless they're really bad at their job.
Well, what if you find out somebody, they never graduated high school? I'm just saying, everybody comes through here is extremely qualified, but it's just a point.
It would just be nice to know who they are, where they're from.
You're right.
You guys know a lot of the folks. I don't. For me, it's more about just, you know, who are we putting in and, you know, what's the background of this person.
Do you want us to, in the future?
Bridget, and probably... Yeah, I did
Doreen Whitney.
In the past, we could have put down and not appointed people if we never resume. But now they're
the assistant for 25 years.
Well, and I hear
we
it
know
from
her, you know.
Right,
but,
exactly.
I mean, you know, you have people new, and then
no, there's nothing wrong with putting a resume saying she's been 25 years.
That's right, you didn't.
Maybe we could talk about that next month. I'll put a resolution together just saying...
Well, you know, you just got to send it over. Just make sure that they send resumes.
You could send a letter. I mean, a letter to the county executive asking to make sure that they, put resumes in.
I just do it in my committee. I just sent them in.
Last month,
not going to consider something that's not...
The ethics board member last month had a resume attached. This month, it didn't. And we all know Alan. Last month, it was attached. This month, it's not.
Right.
Not that... We expect one from Alan, but you know what I mean.
Was it attached last month? I don't think so.
Sure, it was.
That's the one that we had that whole issue with. I don't remember.
It was definitely
resume.
Attached.
Oh, okay.
At least my copy I got. Maybe it was here.
I didn't. Yeah, I
was definitely
see a resume
because you can see the history of. It was definitely. I know. Okay. I looked at it. It was a 2-page resume.
Did we ever find out anything further on that after we made that big to-do about it? I'm thinking about that now. Did anybody ever follow up?
I don't know. I think it went through.
She resigned from what?
She resigned from the...
Yeah.
And so she's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually wrote her a letter once. I apologized to her for the legislature.
Well, it wasn't necessarily our fault.
I know it wasn't, but I just figured I'd apologize anyway.
Well, because it did make...
But it wasn't our fault. Shouldn't have come to us like that. It should have been... should have called.
We should have talked about it in the executive session. But
no, we shouldn't have.
We didn't. No, we shouldn't have actually...
My view is...
When you have three attorneys that are all saying the same thing, and if that same thing is that the sky is green, then at that particular moment the sky is green because the moon is obviously in the seventh house of three separate attorneys all come to the same conclusion.
But if you just had a caucus where it was all discussed openly and there was public sitting here...
I wouldn't talk
about
it openly in caucus.
You know what? The executive session is only certain things you can go in it for.
Right.
And I don't believe that met the criteria.
No.
We had three attorneys that disagreed.
Yeah, but they're...
I don't agree with them. It's all there is to it.
I still think that it's just stunning that you can get three attorneys in one room and agree to the same
thing. Look at the requirements for an open meetings.
To have an executive
session.
Yeah, it doesn't meet the requirement of.
You tell me if it meets one of those seven requirements.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't believe it does.
It doesn't.
I agree with you.
Not from the way we used to do it at the town level.
Yeah.
No,
it's very, even if you're eliminating a job... Redlining a job.
Well,
you're talking about the job. You can't do that in executive session.
No, absolutely not. We're talking about a position and a person.
We're saying we're getting rid of
the difference between
job.
A position and a person. That's what the difference is. This was about a person.
I make a motion to
adjourn. No, it wasn't. It was about a position on the board.
No, it wasn't.
It has nothing to do with the person.
Had everything to do with the
second
person. Because the person was on two boards.
Second motion to adjourn.
All in favor.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.